This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've talked about remittances a bit on the program over the years, money that expats working overseas send to their families back home. And usually, to be honest, we talk about it when something's happened to interrupt that flow of cash, cash that can be critical to personal and national economies. According to the World Bank, remittances account for just under 10% of Ukrainian gross national product. That is 10% of their entire economy. Remittances are, of course, a global phenomenon, but Ukrainians living in the United States, and this is before the invasion, to be clear, it's also before the pandemic, too, actually, but Ukrainians sent more than $500 million a year back home. Given the situation on the ground over there right now, though, it is just hard to get cash into the hands of family and friends who need it. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has that story from San Francisco.
In San Francisco's Richmond district, there's a mixed Ukrainian and Russian neighborhood known locally as Little Russia. Bogdan Vasahan sat in his car on a corner there, glued to his phone.
I'm basically all on social media constantly and checking all the updates on the news and videos.
Vasahan is a contractor. His hometown is the port city of Odessa in southern Ukraine. Residents there are bracing for a possible Russian assault. His mom and grandma are among them. He's been looking for a chance to wire them cash.
We've been communicating about sending the support, but as I've been told by them that right now banks are not operating, not fulfilling the transactions. You know, you can't really do anything right now.
He's worried they'll run out of food or medicine, or won't be able to afford to get out of there if they need to. For those with relatives further east in Ukraine, the situation is even more desperate. Yulia Lapativa is from Zaporizhia, a city where Russians have reportedly taken control of the nuclear power plant.
I have my brother, twin brother, live there. Our friends. My cousins.
A few days after we met, Lapativa's brother had a stroke. He couldn't get medical help amid the war and died. She's been trying to send money for funeral services with no luck. People here depend on one of three main companies to send cash home: MoneyGram, Western Union, and Ria. MoneyGram says remittances sent to Ukraine more than doubled on the day of the invasion, but didn't provide more recent data. The company says it is still providing service in the country. Ria, on the other hand, says services there right now are limited. Nicholas Varone, a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics, says like every business, this one has its own unique supply chain.
So there are lots of links in that chain, and at this point, all these links may be affected. It's not just cash. Everything is difficult in a war zone.
At the end of that chain, cash itself may be in short supply. And the ability to pick up cash depends a lot on where in Ukraine a person is. Russian forces have been bombarding the country's second largest city, Kharkiv. Some of Bay Area resident Michael Dvorkin's family is there. When we spoke last week, he said they couldn't retrieve the money he wanted to send.
We asked the relatives, and they said there is no point because we can't get it anyways. So they cannot go outside because they're scared of being killed.
It took a few days, but Dvorkin says someone there was finally able to get some money to his family. No banks, no wire transfers, just cash passing from one hand to another as a favor. In San Francisco, I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.